You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A change in leadership at the top of Onondaga County government took little more than a week with scant opposition. The resignation of Joni Mahoney as county executive paved the way for the unchallenged appointment of successor Ryan McMahon. WAER's Chris Bolt has more.
As expected, Joni Mahoney made her resignation official with a letter Tuesday morning, stepping away from the last 14 months of her third term. It was just about 2 hours later when Ryan McMahon was voted in as her replacement by county lawmakers. McMahon doesn't have any plans to change personnel at the county, but is ready to tackle some issues.
We're going to drive an aggressive community discussion on infrastructure. We're going to get a sales tax deal done and an extension of that. We're going to look at economic development and figuring out the best model that makes sense for us as a region. And I think you're going to see unprecedented collaboration with the county, the city, the towns and villages.
Three Democrats joined 12 Republicans in supporting McMahon's appointment, which he says is telling.
I've worked very hard to build those relationships and to make sure that the minority party is treated with respect and that their districts are treated with respect, which is something that you don't see in state government. I think it sends a great message to the community at large that locally here in Onondaga County, we're already different. That we work together, and we don't see enough of that at the state level or national level.
Democrat Chris Ryan voted against the move, mostly looking forward, though.
Being the voice to represent a Democratic candidate next year, whoever that Democratic candidate might be.
McMahon will have to run for the post in 2019 and says the next year is a great opportunity to show voters what he can do.
During elections, you hear a lot of talk from politicians. I think the fact that the voters will be able to look at what we've accomplished and see if it's worthy of a four-year term. So I think that is an advantage for sure. And I think it's one that hopefully we'll make the most of.
McMahon admits he didn't see this all coming, with Mahoney announcing her intentions just over a week ago, though he says he knew she was highly recruited for positions. He wasted no time announcing the same day his desire to succeed her, and no challengers for the appointment came forward amid almost instant support from the legislators that would fill the vacancy. In her resignation letter, Mahoney called it an honor and privilege to serve and said she's leaving the county with a strong financial base, good infrastructure, a revitalized downtown, and growing tourism. She's slated to take over an administration post at SUNY ESF and work with SUNY Upstate's administration in an advisory role starting next month. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.